Today, a commentary from Canadian-based Barbadian economist Carlos Fort.
Following weeks of speculation, Prime Minister Mia Motley finally informed Barbadians of her administration's intention to sell the majority of Barbados's 49% stake in regional airline Liat. In explaining the rationale for that decision, Ms. Motley stated that given Barbados's current fiscal challenges, it cannot continue to financially support Liat's existing unprofitable business model. The fact is, Liat is virtually insolvent and is on the brink of bankruptcy. Unless shareholder governments inject millions of dollars into Liat's operational black hole to keep it in the sky, secure a minimum revenue guarantee for unprofitable routes, cut unprofitable routes, or restructure Liat as recommended by commercial aviation experts, it will cease to exist. According to Prime Minister Motley, the Cabinet has decided that it is time for Barbados to step back while at the same time allowing other governments to continue with their proposals to restructure Liat in the way which they have determined. That statement implies to me that though Barbados is the largest shareholder of Liat, because it does not hold more than 50% of Liat's shares, it has been unable to get at least one other shareholder government to agree to restructure Liat into a commercially viable entity that will effectively serve the needs of the people of the Eastern Caribbean. This is a very significant development. It drives at the core of Barbados's national interests, particularly its future prosperity and economic and social development. Regional air travel is vital to Barbados's trade in goods and services. It is important to nurturing the familial bond between Caribbean people, including commerce, culture, sport, and tourism. Despite Prime Minister Motley's recent ministerial statement in Parliament, there are still many unanswered questions. Having decided to sell most of Barbados's 49% stake in Liat to Antigua and Barbuda, why seek to retain a minority stake in an insolvent Liat? If the government of Barbados is unable to influence the future of Liat while owning 49% of its shares, why would the Motley administration expect to be able to safeguard Barbados's national interest in Liat as a minority shareholder? What is the current valuation of Liat? What is the value of the shares in Liat that Barbados currently holds? Does the government of Barbados have any plans to support a rival regional airline? What contingencies have the Motley administration considered in the event that Liat fails? A lot is on the line regarding the decision to divest the government of Barbados of its major stake in Liat. Barbados's exports, leisure and commercial travel, as well as its regional links with international tourism, depend on reliable regional air transportation. After all, Barbados is a regional hub for tourism, commerce, and multilateral organizations. It is my hope that the government will be able to answer these questions in the near future.
Barbadian economist Carlos Fort. And here's a Sagicor financial tip. Reasons why you might think you don't need life insurance. You live forever. You win the lottery. You'll never retire. Reasons why you might need life insurance. To protect your family and loved ones. To pay off debts and other expenses. To bring peace of mind. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.